Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. Way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Welcome to Mega News Monday Night. My name is Ronnie Bernard with Christy Hughes, Russell Hoodie, and Virgil Spragas. He'll be called in here in a little bit, and tonight we're having some tech problems, but I'm working it all out and everything as we are on the air. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
Oh, I am just fucking wonderful. How about yourself, brother?
Actually, I'm kind of freezing. It's cold out here in New Mexico.
Well, send some of that shit this way. It's hot here, man. It's still hot.
Yeah, we were wondering if you survived that flooding you guys were getting over there and stuff.
Yeah, Virgil called me and checked on me. Yeah, we did all right and stuff like that. Nothing big. Water never got deeper than the tires on my Jeep, so that was all good. Hey, you know it's fall here in Texas now, and you know what that means, don't you?
Yeah, you're right. So
it doesn't mean a fucking thing. It's still 99 degrees outside.
It's 53 right now over here. So actually, I had to turn the heat on last night. So that's when you know it's cold. You know. I tell you what, though, there's been some stuff floating around on the news, and now they're saying that Trump has has breached protocol when calling UK. I've been watching that all day, play out all day today when he was asking them to investigate Biden and everything. But we all know, you know, about that and everything.
Well,
so the Democrats, they're just looking. Go ahead, Bert.
Let's just clear this up right off the bat, okay?
All right.
Breaking news. Breaking news, Mega News Nation. The person, the whistleblower, the person who made this charge, had no, absolutely no direct contact with that phone call, was not in on it, had no access to it. It is pure, unadulterated bullshit.
Bullshit, exactly. And so now
it
they're trying to
came
backtrack.
Out as breaking news, and now New York Times is having to read crawfish again.
So, you know, they're just nitpicking and looking for any way they can to impeach. Well, now they're saying, well, he broke protocol. He violated. So now he's getting grounds for impeachment. This is all because of that new resolution they conjured up to impeach any sitting president. If you remember, did this about a week ago, and so they're looking for any excuse to fit that, you know, and everything. But
well, they can do whatever they want to do in the House because it's not getting through the Senate.
Exactly. Right. And even the Senate's backing Trump up on this, and the phone call is nobody's business of what was being said.
Well, and primarily, like I said, this whistleblower who made this claim had no direct access to that phone call or whatsoever. So, I mean, all they're spouting is hearsay.
Plus, he was working for Biden in the first place. Yeah, that came out.
That broke late this afternoon about the whistleblower and stuff. I've talked about this before months ago, Joseph. I know you remember worried about that. We talked about Biden's son in China, and we talked about Biden's son in the Ukraine.
Yep, and they're defending Iran right now.
And the Biden family walked away with about $2.5 billion off the ship.
Yep, exactly. And he's trying to cover his son's trails, you know, with that deal that was going on in the UK and everything. And the president has every right to ask for an investigation into that.
Exactly.
That's within his rights.
I concur with that 100%. And like I said, people accuse me of being a Trump basher. I am not.
I'm not either. I don't agree with half of what he does, but he's our president.
I give Trump a good solid C+. He is absolutely no Ronald Reagan. He is weak. Disgustingly weak. Almost treasonously weak on the Second Amendment.
Exactly.
And he has not cut the budget. He signed a big old fat omnibus bill, which he swore he would never do again. And our border is still wide open. And the deep state is still running around free with not a care in the world. And so I mean, if you want to bait, that's why I said I give him a C, maybe a C+ at best.
And, you know, but to top it off, you know, as we said, as the elections get closer, you know, we're going to see all this, and this is what they're doing right now and everything. So that's to be expected, you know, and everything. But on the gun control issue, I'm kind of having issues with that right now and everything and stuff. But like you and everybody else on that subject, we don't know which way it's going to go or how it's going to vote and stuff like that. But,
I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to come out of the House. Mm-hmm. It's going to pass in the House because there's nothing we can do to stop that. Democrats absolutely control the House, and then it's going to go to the Senate. You have enough
wishy-washy
rhino senators calling themselves Republicans that will fucking sell out and go. You only need about four or five of them. And I guarantee those are there. And it's going to go to President Trump's desk, and he's going to sign it.
Yep. And I kind of see that happening now. I'm kind of seeing it, Russell, because I've been paying really close attention to it, and plus everything that's being said, and I pretty much see it heading in that direction. And I have to agree with you, and everything. I don't like it.
You gotta understand these Trump cultists. Will support Trump regardless of what he do. I mean, they're worse than Nazi Party of Trump. All right. The man can do no wrong. One of our best friends, one of the people I respect most in this world as a patriot, has proclaimed himself that Donald Trump was sent here by God himself to save the country.
So and that's why we keep saying, that's why we are telling everybody, be careful who you worship, because it'll bite you in the ass.
Yep, exactly. And I'll tell you what, I'm gonna go on a little 2-minute, 3-minute rant here, bro.
Go ahead.
I've come and talked about how I've been working with these millennials, trying to teach them and bring them along and this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you now at this point in time that it's a fucking helpless, worthless cause. These motherfuckers ain't worth the skin wrapped around them. They don't give a fuck about nothing but themselves. They're completely unaware of what's going on in the world around them. It's how much fun can I have and what can I get away with? And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm disappointed to the point to where I don't give a fuck about them anymore. None of them. They can all kiss my
I'm in that same boat. I've been in that same boat, Russell, and I can tell you, you know, because, we've investigated this. We talked about this. Other medias are talking the same thing and stuff, you know. But, you know, we can only do so much warning on the show, you know, and everything. It's up to everybody else to pay attention.
I mean, don't waste your breath. Don't waste your breath trying to help them. Don't waste your time trying to help them. And damn sure don't expect any kind of loyalty out of them whatsoever, because they are worthless fucking waste of skin.
Yep.
The whole damn lot of them.
Yep. The whole bunch, you know, Republicans and the Democrats, you know, and somebody here in New Mexico was saying the same thing in the Republican community, you know, you can't even trust nobody in there, in their own party. So, you know, that says a lot and stuff. You know, like Virgil was saying a while back, there might be 3 or 4 you can trust, but that's about it.
Well, I'm talking about millennials now in general. Even the ones that talk the talk and da-da-da always, they don't walk the walk. They don't give a fuck about nothing but themselves and what they can get. And they use people that have no loyalty.
I learned that this week.
If you raised one of these little fucksticks, what you need to do as a parent is go to the nearest mirror, look profusely into that mirror, get a good look at yourself, and then beat
and yourself
about the head and ears.
Because
you are a stupid, worthless example of parenthood.
Yep. And a lot of us, you know, we tried hard to teach our kids the other way. And, you know, I could say mine didn't turn that way. You know, he's not really good, but he didn't turn in that direction. and stuff, you know, and you can only hope that they, that, you know, that they can do the best on their own. And they're going to screw it up, but that's on them.
I mean, they don't care about nothing. They'll talk the talk to you and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to do whatever Hollywood tells you what to do. They're going to
mm-hmm.
have a fucking invader on their arm or fucking
yep.
One of the groups that's threatening to kill white people on their arm, especially
mm-hmm.
especially these white millennial women. Now, we know the friggin' white millennial males are tits on a poor hog, but these white millennial
yep.
women are just fucking disgusting and have no honor whatsoever.
None. And even the males are the same way. I mean, there's no alpha males at all.
Oh, the males are worse. The males are worse. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Jesus. It's just, I mean, this is what's coming to our country. And there's no way around what's coming.
Yeah, and
The violence grows by the day. Look, you
mm-hmm.
just had that group of Muslim blacks fucking beat the fuck out of a white man and rob him.
Mm-hmm.
Not just robbed him, but just literally assaulted him, beat the fuck out of him. And then you had a bar owner in Oregon allow Antifa to come into the bar with clubs and weapons and beat fucking conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In his
but
mind.
Yeah,
being
but yeah, today, Russell, did you see that post I put out about how Homeland Security is now condemning white supremacists as terrorists?
Yeah, well, that ain't gonna do no good.
You know,
they ain't gonna enforce anything.
Right.
These people
you know,
are allowed to do this with no repercussions whatsoever, and it's deadly
mm-hmm.
going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine that I follow and think very, very highly of, his name's Jerry. He's an ex-Marine. Well, I mean, he's still a Marine, but he's a former
mm-hmm.
active duty Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a very spiritual man, studies the word, and one of the few people that I trust when it comes to that. And he says
mm-hmm.
this is a high prophecy month that we will see. And, I mean, like I said, we call this just watching what's going on in the world
mm-hmm.
and stuff like this. But this month and next month, he says he thinks he's been shown that that's what's going to be will be
yep.
the beginning of the end, that these attacks will
yep.
grow worse.
In other words,
and worse,
what
and
I'm
people
saying,
will have to
happen.
Start defending themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, he's saying exactly what I was saying, that it's probably around next month or around middle of November, that's when it's all going to start.
Yeah, I mean, it's right here at the door, people. It really is. These Democrats aren't stopping. They're corrupt. And let me tell you something. And let's talk
hey, Russell,
about
can
the
you do
media.
Me a favor? Can you,
uh-huh.
I lost connection. Can you keep talking and I'm going to have to dial in, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All
I
right.
still got you. All
give
right.
me about a few minutes.
But on my train of thought there, what we're talking about, this violence and stuff is going to continue to increase. And let's talk about the media for a minute. Okay, everybody says First Amendment rights, free speech, yada, yada, lada, dada, da, on that stuff. But let's talk about what the First Amendment doesn't cover. The First Amendment does not cover seditious speech, okay? And what you've been getting from CNN, MSNBC, and the other networks along that same ilk is nothing but seditious propaganda, no facts, nothing verified. This is nothing but pure, unadulterated propaganda meant to take down a sitting president. Now, this, in the purest sense of the word, is sedition. Okay? Sedition, seditious propaganda at the beckoning of the deep state and the elitist. All right.
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yep, we got you. So the First Amendment does not cover that kind of speech, okay? Now, the FCC, if they weren't corrupt, should step in and shut down these outlets immediately, because we're talking about pure, unadulterated, seditious propaganda coming from these networks, all right?
Yep.
The FCC should shut them down because it is treasonous and anti-American. And the DOJ should prosecute these people, all right? You cannot air propaganda. That's why you saw this really fake news stuff take off in about 2013, because Obama, by executive directive, signed a directive that said, hey, you know, you guys are free to spread propaganda. Here's what you want to say. All right. The media as a whole, with few exceptions, died in 2013. All right. You no longer have news. I mean, y'all think back, and when we were in journalism and stuff like that, I think it was the 5 W's that had to go in every story. What, where, when, who, I forget the fifth one now. It's a long time since I've been in journalism class, all right? But unbiased, you simply reported the facts, and you don't get that anymore. You get nothing factual. You get nothing but opinionated propaganda meant to, one, attack white people, two, attack a sitting president, three, incite violence, and four, to aid in the coup against a duly elected president of the United States to unseat him.
And that's what they're doing.
And the FCC should step in and shut them down immediately, and the DOJ should prosecute. But, once again, we're back to square one. They're not going to do that because the corrupt does not indict or prosecute the corrupt. Why have
they don't want it
to come down? Why are these people running around? Because the alphabet, and they have so much dirt on each other that it would absolutely bring the government down, which by all intents and purposes needs to happen.
It needs to happen. If they were to do this, Russell, and bring the entire government down, we can rebuild again. I mean, we can always rebuild. It just takes time.
Well, and that's what people don't understand. We're not calling.
And they know it, and that's why they're doing it.
We're not calling for the abolishing the government. We're calling for the corruption to be completely cleaned out, and we get back to our government as it was constitutionally set up by our forefathers. All right?
Yep.
There is no fucking welfare. There is no right to abortion. All this discrimination bullshit and stuff. Look,
it's all propaganda.
You can't stop discrimination. Yeah, I mean, you can't stop discrimination any more than you can friggin' legislate.
Oh, that's been going on for centuries, Russell. Discrimination.
Well, I mean,
you know,
it's going to continue to live. You can't wipe it out by legislation.
No.
You have stupid people.
You know, I've been discriminated against so many times, but you know what? I don't sit and cry about it. I just laugh it off and be like, you know, whatever, you know, and everything. But, you know, but liberals can't handle it. They get peepee heard about it, you know, and go crying. And, oh, my God, I got to go to my safe space, you know, and stuff like that. You know, we've took me, you, and everybody else, all the other, you know, conservatives and everybody, we've took a lot of beatings, more than what other people can handle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and everything and stuff. And that's what makes our nation strong, people like us.
Well, you know, and yeah, you know, we just basically we just try to get the truth out there, and you know, and what it is now, if you speak any kind of truth by the left standards and the power,
they don't want
speech,
the truth.
It is hate speech. No, they don't.
They don't want the truth, Russell.
And that's how we.
That's why they shut people like us out.
And that's how we've got these wasted skins known as millennials. An education system. You know what's wrong with America? The government stepped in and started telling parents how they couldn't correct their children.
Mm-hmm.
You got the government
the
involved
so
in
deep.
That. You got the government involved in school.
Mm-hmm.
They don't teach critical thinking. Anymore,
no,
they don't teach anybody to thinking. You memorize a certain agenda, and that's it. And if you don't fall in line with that agenda, if you are outside of that little box, you are branded.
They're going to punish you.
It's an alternative school, and they destroy you at a young age.
Yep. Pretty much, you know, and it, well,
and
since you brought that up, look at that young girl that they're using for the climate change. Look at the young little girl they're using for the climate change.
Oh yeah,
they're abusing her. They poison her mind and everything. And everybody is talking about that, even the media. They're paying attention, you know, and everything.
Yep.
This is what, you know, Hitler did back in the days. By breeding children like that and training them and stuff, and come to find out she is connected with George Soros and Antifa.
Oh, well, basically what you are seeing right now with these kids is they're all little Nazi brown shirts. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what these kids are. Oh, and I just love that. Oh, they had their big... Oh, save the planet, climate change protest. And they left literally tons of garbage on the ground and stuff where they were. All right? You know, and if they really want to save the, you know what, tell them, all right, yeah, okay, let's do away with all this. Let's cut down on the use of fossil fuels. Give up your phone. Give up your laptop. Give up your car.
Get up your Xboxes.
Let's see what kind of hypocrisy we got
right.
There, you know?
They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. I barely hung in there after a week without having my phone. You know? But the thing is, these teachers are brainwashing these kids in public schools and stuff and not teaching them anything. This is what we're seeing and what we've talked about and everybody else has
been talking
about. You know?
Well,
and
you
this
know,
is
that's
how...
One of my-
This is history repeating itself, you know, and we said this in the beginning that, you know, they're
you
using
know,
Hitler's playbook. They're using his playbook to teach.
And you know, that's one of my pet peeves because, you know, I've gone into great detail on how that works on a couple of different shows and stuff like that. I mean, these are pure, unadulterated indoctrination centers. That's all they are.
That's all they are, you know. And even I, you know, me and my roommate Trish was seeing it because we're actually a little nervous for our granddaughter. She's 2 years old, you know. She's not really my granddaughter, but I call her my granddaughter and stuff because she looks to me up to me as it was grandpa. But you know, we're scared for her generation, you know, and stuff. What's going to happen to her? What's going to happen to these other generations, you know, and stuff like that. If we don't stop it right now, I mean, you know, we have to stop this. And if we don't, I'd say in about 3 years from now, you're going to see, I couldn't even put words into it, what we're going to see. But we're going to see Germany all over again, pretty much.
Well, it's not going to take that long because, they're fixing to crash the economy, and realistically look at it. The economy is faltering all over the world, right? All right? Now, in my lifetime, I've seen two big recessions hit, okay? And it was all balls to the wall, houses, everything was going good, da-da-da-da-da, work, 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 drive, 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 build, 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 build. And I'm seeing right now, I'm seeing the same things that I saw before the two previous big recession crashes. One, I could drive down the street now here in Houston into suburbia and stuff like that. You've got subdivisions that are built and people aren't buying the houses. You've got rent-to-own options, okay? Because I have to get people in these houses because they build them too. You drive through there. There are brand new strip malls built all over the place in the suburban area. Brand new building, empty. Not a single friggin' store, one in them, just sitting there. Right?
Right.
This is what I saw in 2008 before the crash in 2009. I'm telling you, this economy right now is propped up and it's not what it's been portrayed to be.
Well, we've been saying that for the past year, that this was going to build up to a big collapse in the economy, you know, and everything. Because the Democrats, you know, the so-called Democrats and rhinos have been planning this. This is part of the agenda to collapse the currency in the United States, you know, and everything and stuff. And they're trying their damnedest to do so with the stock market. Once that stock market goes full down and crashes, you know, it's too late. This is why Trump has been pushing for the gold currency and stuff like it was back in the old days. He's trying to bring that all back in for that reason right there, but nobody's wanting to go for it. You know,
and of course not, because when you're on the gold standard, you can't just print money. All right, you have to have the gold to back the currency you have. And now, being off that, they can print all the money they want because it's not backed by anything. I mean, literally, it's Play-Doh money. I mean, Monopoly money.
Monopoly money, basically. It's worthless, pretty much. Almost worthless.
Even I
have been noticing that, you know, a lot and stuff, especially when I, you know, paying bills and stuff here and there, it, you know, the dollar don't last like it used to. Not even a penny.
Okay, let's look at this, okay? Here's a great example of that, okay? 1973, Nixon took us off the gold standard, okay? In 1972, you could buy a brand new big block, four-speed, Corvette muscle car for $4,000.
Yep, or GTO.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember my dad.
American Muscle.
Yep.
For $4,000. That same car today, 46 years later, will cost you $70,000. Why?
Yep. And it's worth the
dollar, not worth nothing. Because that dollar's not worth anything.
Yep.
In 1970, you could buy a house, a brand new 3-bedroom house, for $20,000,
$25,000. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I was thinking the other day, Russell, I was thinking the other day on that. I bought a house. Oh, it was back in the early 90s, for about $60,000. If I wouldn't have sold it when I got my divorce and everything, I could have paid that house off already and had it free and clear. Well, somewhat free and clear, but I would have owned it. But instead, I sold it, you know, and everything. But, you know, today you can't even do that. You can't even buy a nice house for that price, kind of money.
That same $25,000 house in 1973 will cost you $180,000.
Yep.
Why?
Depending on the rules, depending on the area.
Money is worthless. Our money is worthless. It's a fucking joke. It's not backed by anything.
Not only that, you got to have a high credit score anymore. They go by your credit scores on everything nowadays. So it's like my credit score is pretty shot. So, but nothing to brag about. But the thing is that, you know, that's just the way it is. But you know, it's like my friend was telling me he owns a car dealership. You know, when I bought this car, he, you know, so when you go to car places like used car dealerships and stuff, and everything, they want you to buy a car, but they also want you to fail in those payments. They don't want you to pay that car off. They want you to fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everything. So, but and that's actually true. You know, I mean, you look at that pickup I had here a while back. You know, I lost it because of the damn high interest rates they were charging. Shoot, even before I got the interest rates paid, it would have taken me 5 years just to pay off the interest rate on that truck.
Damn.
And that was a 2004. So, you know, and I got lucky on this deal because the guy was, it was a mom and pop, you know, dealership, and his interest rate was only $800, and that was it. He didn't charge outrageous rates or anything like that. You know, so I paid this car off in 2 years. So, you know, I got lucky, you know. But, that, I mean, it's the same thing with a house, you know, or a property, going out buying property. It's the same exact thing. But it's like, you know, you and Virgil have always said, you know, you really don't, once you pay it off, you really don't own it. You're going to continue to pay taxes. Like with this vehicle, I paid off, but I'm paying taxes on it.
License every tax. Year when you go get your registration, that's a tax.
Yep. So, you know, I'm paying outrageous registration now because here our governor has raised the registration rates pretty high now and everything. So, but, you know, you're not actually free and stuff like that. So, you know, but as long as you pay them taxes, you're good to go, you know, and everything. Just stop paying your taxes and see what happens. See if they don't come after you. You know, and everything. In fact, I know a family that actually lost their house and they didn't pay the taxes on it and everything. And this was just about a month ago and stuff. And they're out in the streets.
Oh, yeah, you know, man. I mean.
But, and, you know, these blue states, they're starting to get like California. I mean, New Mexico is getting bad now. And everything. I mean, everything is just going to shits, Russell. I mean, I can't tell you how disgusted I am with New Mexico right now and everything. But, you know, we're hoping this state flips red. And once that happens, if it does happen, we'll be, you know, we'll kind of get back on our feet a little bit.
It doesn't matter if it does flip red. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause right here in Texas, solid red state, super majority. We have a Republican governor and lieutenant governor that is absolutely doing everything they can to push gun control and red flag laws.
Exactly. And the same thing here. So, and everything. In fact, they're trying to pass that damn red flag law here now and everything, but they renamed it and they're calling it something else now. But, you know, they got it now in the books to where if you're mentally ill or if you're abusive or anything, they'll take your guns away, but they will do background checks on every family member. They will bar any family member from buying guns, so they won't buy you a gun. And this is what happened to Eamon Bundy a while back, if you remember. This is what he was griping about because he was a felon. They blocked any family members, you know, that were actually clear and everything, but they blocked them where they couldn't buy a gun.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's happening here in New Mexico. So, and everything. So, but you know, and that's to be expected everywhere else, and stuff like that, and everything. But you know, you're not going to see any mass shootings for a while until a bill doesn't pass, and then you'll see a mass shooting, you know, and everything. But you know, it's hard to say anymore and stuff. But they're, and now, you know, they're going at, after 50 caliber bullets. I don't know if you saw that article. They're, these guns that have 50 caliber bullets, they're going to try to take them off the market.
Oh yeah, I mean it's
you know,
beyond ridiculous. And this is nothing but a full frontal assault on our Constitution. Spurred on by the, and I hate to say this, but this is the Trump administration that is funding these state red flag laws.
Yep.
If y'all have state red flag
laws, that's the one
laws,
I am watching.
We'll
that.
Give
I'm
you
watching that.
Amount of dollars to implement them.
Yep, and I'm watching this very, very, very closely. And I've said, and I've already made my statement. If he signs that red flag law bill, it will change my mind totally, you know, and everything. But I have to agree with you. I kind of almost see that happening, you know, and everything.
If they put a gun control law on Trump's desk, he will sign it. Mark my words.
So, but hey, we got almost 20 minutes before we go on break. And since Virgil hasn't called in, do you still want to go on, or do you want to call it an early night, or?
I don't know how you want to do it now with me. I'm not going to complain about getting some sleep, but if you want to run on with it, we definitely can. I don't care. It's your call, bro.
Okay, yeah, we might just go ahead and close a little early and then come back in tomorrow because of the weather and everything. I am having issues with the internet connection somewhat, and I'm actually surprised that we have stayed on. I'm actually on my phone, but I've actually had to connect several times with the computer while we were talking so and everything. So, but and also, too, you know, with that – huh? Go ahead.
I was going to say, let's take a minute and talk about this Iran-Saudi Arabia thing.
Yeah, I was going to bring that on the next topic and everything, you know. And for what I am seeing, this is bullying. This is bullying by the Democrats. And we all know John Kerry and probably somebody else behind him has been going in with Iran, bullying, pushing him to have a fight with Saudi Arabia to get the United States involved.
Well, let me tell you this. I heard Geraldo Rivera defending Iran today. And let me make this very clear. Iran is a state sponsor of terror. They're evil. They want to eliminate Israel, our ally. They'd like nothing better to eliminate us. That rocket that hit near our embassy in Baghdad today was definitely an Iranian missile. They did attack Saudi Arabia. And let me get something straight. I could give a fuck about defending Saudi Arabia. They are some of the most corrupt, worthless fucking Muslims out here.
Yep.
Let us not forget that 15 of the 19 9/11 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. Let us not forget that the Bush crime family snuck the prince of Saudi Arabia out of the country.
No, that
right
here,
here
just about 2 weeks ago, a article came out with Mueller about Mueller backtracking and hiding Saudi Arabia's tracks along with Al Qaeda. This was documents that was put out by the Federalist Papers and everything, and it showed that his involvement with all this with George Bush by the way. George Bush the first or George Bush the second.
Saudi Arabia plays both sides of the fence. They fund terrorist organizations with promise to leave Saudi Arabia alone. Saudi Arabia, now Yemen is an Iran satellite or whatever you want to call it. Now Saudi Arabia has been bombing the shit out of Yemen for 3-4 years now. Men, women, children, weddings, funerals, whatever the case. With American-made bombers, aircraft, bombs, the whole nine yards, right? We have absolutely no reason whatsoever to defend Saudi Arabia. Fuck Saudi Arabia. Let Iran
and Saudi Arabia can actually defend themselves. Right. And Saudi Arabia has a pretty powerful military. They can defend themselves. But my question on this is, what the hell does it all have to do with us? We have our own, or supposed to. And why am I seeing gas prices going sky high?
This fucking illicit, ludicrous, seditious, debauchery between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia goes all the way back to 1935 at guess who? The Rockefellers.
Right.
Right.
And, you know,
there is not a reason in the world for us to do anything for Saudi Arabia. Fuck Saudi Arabia. Fuck our government for backing it. Mm-hmm. They are not an ally. They are not a friend. On the other side
they're
of that
just,
coin, don't, defend, just don't a bank. Defend Iran to me. Yep. Don't defend Iran to me. They are state sponsored terrorism. They are just some of the worst friggin' people on the face of the earth. And you know what? Let them light it up. And let them attack
Well, it's like Virgil has said many times. Oh, yeah. It's like Virgil has said many times. Drop a bomb on Mecca. End it all. End it with one shot, you know. But, you know, actually, you know, the last couple of days, gas prices here in New Mexico, it was at $2.38 a gallon. You know what it is now? Since Saturday,
it went up.
It's $3.75 a gallon right now for gas.
What the fuck? I'm paying $2.00. 5 cents a gallon at my Costco here by the house.
So, but yeah, that's how high the gas is went up over here ever since that attack. My question is, we have our own oil resources. What does their oil have to do with ours? You asked that question a while back, and I'm asking the same thing, you know.
Really, exactly. If we're all independent, how should that affect us in any way, shape, or form?
Exactly.
We have no business in the Middle East except to help defend Israel. Let those motherfuckers wipe each other off the face of the earth. Get our people out of there.
Yep. And then go in and claim the oil and all that after it's over and done with.
You know, like I'm saying, we have no reason to defend Saudi Arabia. And Iran is cocky. They're saying they see no way to avoid war.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't sell oil, no one can. That means they're fixing to fire up the attacks in the Strait of Hormuz again. All those tankers moving through there. Right now, this is a powder keg. And if Trump
sends
one fucking troop over there to Saudi Arabia to defend those pieces of shit, I'm probably done with him. I'm probably going to vote this election.
And that's true, you know, and everything. But also, too, this is just another way of the Democrats to drag the United States into something, you know, like they did over in the Middle East. It's something we have nothing to do with, just to implicate the president, drag him in the middle of it, And we said that they were going to pull something highly stupid. Well, this might be it. You know?
No, I think we're going to see. My inbox has been blowing up and getting a lot of intel, man. And there's something really big, red flag. When I say red flag, I don't mean fake. When I say red flag, I mean government sponsored.
Right. Well, I do know from
really
resources and stuff that I do know from resources, and it's been confirmed in all this and all that. Maybe your intel can confirm the same thing, but I do know we got U.S. troops heading to Saudi Arabia as we speak. So something is cooking.
Yes. Somebody need to tell me why we're sending troops to Saudi Arabia.
I can't check mine because I'm on the cell phone, so I don't have an internet connection on my cell phone right now. So, to anybody that's listening, it's just what it's coming down to. And we're almost in November, so you know, and everything. So we're going into October here pretty soon. And all the shit's I think I have to agree with your friend. Sometime in October, that's when all the shit's going to come out. Quarterly,
yeah.
I believe that. But it's like I said in the beginning, I don't know why, I just feel it in my gut that there's not going to be an election. I don't see it happening.
I don't see it making it to the election either.
You know, everything
points to a Trump landslide victory at this point in time.
I mean, you know, that's the way everything is going in the direction it's pointing to. I mean, my gut feeling is telling me, nope, it's not going to happen. It might, but I don't think so. You know, it's a 50-50
chance. I mean,
we've
said this before.
Go ahead, Brian.
We said this before, and the violence is just going to escalate.
Hey, you got dogs in the background. I can hear them.
Yeah, I just shut them up. The violence is just going to continue to escalate.
And it's escalating big time, too, you know, and everything. They're just trying to draw the attention away from something that's fixing to happen. Whatever's going to happen,
well,
we need to pay attention to that, you know.
I'll tell you what they're trying to draw attention away from. The sedition that took place, the treason that took place, and have you heard a word about the big pedophile Epstein thing? That died.
That died out, got quietly swept away, you know, and everything.
Yes, it did.
You know, so did everything else.
That implicated the majority. That implicated the majority of Congress.
Right. Well, now I'm hearing Eric Snowden is wanting to come back to the United States, but my intel is telling me not to trust Snowden because he can't be trusted, right? He cannot be trusted, period. So whatever he's up to come back down here, he's going to be working on the other side and everything. So, and I trust my intel on this. And this also came from Hurricane Ann as well, because me and her was talking about this. And she was a big, huge Eric Snowden fan, but now she's not. So, you know, and everything. So whatever's going to come out of that, we need to pay attention to that. But have you noticed, too, about Julian Assange, that got totally dropped. We don't even know if he's live or not.
No, and nothing that he promised has come out either.
And it's sad that I haven't been in contact with him because, you know, as most of y'all know on the show, you know, when I was on Twitter, you know, we gave each other our contact information and stuff. And since they took him out of the embassy and everything, we haven't had any that contact went and stuff. But he was actually helping us in some ways and promoting our shows, and we had some stuff planned that we were going to do, but that got blown you know, that actually blew up in our faces. So, you know,
yeah,
and everything. Yeah, big time. But, you know, that raises a big question is what's going on with that, you know, and everything. And the other one that I'm worried about, too, is, you know, the other propaganda stuff that's going on inside of D.C. with, you know, Trump is pushing for the Space Force right now and everything. So something big, he knows something that we don't know. You know, and everything. So, you know, I believe that. But why is he pushing for the Space Force all of a sudden? You know, I've been digging into that, trying to find out, figure out what's going on with that and everything. But, you know, and stuff. But he knows, he is the president, and he does have all these classified information. So, you know, we got to, maybe he'll release it soon, maybe he won't. Who knows? But, and everything. But with all this is just attention to be drawn away from what is really going on. And we need to focus on that. So, and not be distracted, you know. So, pay attention to Barr. That's all I'm going to say. Good. That's pointing to whatever it is that's going to happen there with Barr and some of the others, you know, some of the others that's going on. So and everything.
Well,
I know
a lot of people think Barr is the cat in the owl, but I still don't have any trust for the man. He has, I mean, realistically, he still hasn't done anything but run his face.
Right. Right, and that's what's iffy about the whole situation, you know, because we haven't seen any prosecutions, any indictments. We've seen slaps on the wrist and stuff like that, you know, and everything. So everything is questionable. Pardon me, I got to sneeze.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. About sneeze my tooth out there on that one. But, you know, and we're seeing that. Nothing coming out, you know, nothing's going to happen. I'm not getting my hopes up of anybody going to get a vote, you know, and everything. So, you know, I'll see it when I believe it. So.
Well, you know, and that's pretty much the process. Nothing's going to happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how this works. And...
Well, the corruption is very deep. I mean, you know, way deeper than what everybody's saying.
And Barr is not going to fix it, and Trump's not going to fix it, and it's going to stay this corrupt, and they're going to keep pushing their agenda to disarm us because they know people are waking up.
Yeah,
we are a
some are waking up a little too late. You know, some
are
waking up a little bit too late. So, you know, I think what we'll do probably during next week, we'll do a survival show. We'll do another one of those to get everybody prepped, you know, and stuff. But you know, it's just something to think about because, believe me, you guys don't want to get caught off guard, and it's going to happen. So, you know, everybody's going to be caught totally off guard when it does happen. So, you know, and you said it, Virgil said it, Ann said it, I said it, and everybody else has said it. You know, when the chaos kicks in, it'll take about 3 days, but you better hope you're stockpiled on food and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because
so, you know, and everything, so... But anyhow, it's that time, Russell, and I think we'll go ahead and call it in the early night, and we'll pick up tomorrow. I don't know what happened to Virgil. I'm thinking he probably popped a pill and it knocked his butt out. Because I talked to him earlier, and he was ready to go, and all of a sudden he's quiet. So I'm assuming he's got some new medications, and they're kind of overworking him, you know. So.
That could be the case.
Right.
Well, man, we'll pick this back up.
Oh, we'll go ahead and close. We'll go ahead and close it, and tomorrow we'll pick up. I also want to do a shout out to Lucretia. She is right now doing a Women's Republican Committee speech, and she's a busy lady. The reason why she hasn't been on the show because she's out campaigning and campaigning for friends and stuff like that. So I don't know if you've been keeping up with that, but she's been doing really good, and we're proud of her. She said she misses us all on the show and everything. So, and we all miss her, so we can't wait to get her back. So don't worry, she didn't desert us, so, and everything. So, but anyway, we'll go ahead and close the show. So you all have a good night and be safe and keep warm out there and turn on that furnace if you need to.
Good night, America.
All right. Good night, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Be safe, and if you can't be safe, be deadly.